friends.
How's it going? Episode 810. Welcome to Brain Candy Podcast. This year is flying by.
Like, for real. I have realized as an adult, aging adult rapidly, that now I don't even look at years of like measuring it in a year. It's just like the beginning, the cold months, and then the hot months. And that's it. And I can't even look at like what the date is on the calendar because
why?
It all seems
why? What do you mean
like,
by that?
It just flies by so fast. You know, mm-hmm. If I think of like, oh, if I try to say, oh, we're in January, I don't have to worry about that until June. June is already here. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. It feels like the months, it's hard to, it just changes. Time is different. Mm-hmm. It feels just shorter. There's just like, instead of the year being 12 months, it's just two parts. The first part, the
it's
second
two-parter.
Part.
Two-parter.
Two parts. Yeah.
Yes.
The calendar shifted.
I mean, we're almost halfway, so I hope everyone is keeping their New Year's resolutions still.
I know I am.
Yep. She's stretching her whole body constantly.
Whole body. I've been going to, I was telling Susie before we started recording, I've been going to pelvic floor Pilates classes.
That's a thing. There is no amount of money that could get me to a pelvic floor Pilates class.
It's basically just a core Pilates, a core class.
Then maybe they should rename it.
Yeah, but when people say pelvic floor, it weeds out like, I don't know, gym bros.
Do they go to regular Pilates?
I actually don't know if I've seen any men at the Pilates classes I've
gone
to.
No, that's what I mean. They could just go.
They're
core
missing out
Pilates.
Though. That I'm telling you, it's the hardest. I've mixed it up. I've been going to that. It is the hardest thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, and you move your leg like 2 inches, and it's excruciating. You're like, how am I this sore? I am making noises every time I stand up and sit down this week because. I mean, it's very different than just lifting weights at the gym. I don't think any of those gym bros could hang in a Pilates class.
No, that's why they're not there.
I really don't think that they would last.
But do, this is a genuine question. Yes. It sounds fake.
Okay.
Do men have a pelvic floor?
Oh my God, that's a very good question. I think yes, but it
they
doesn't.
They must.
It
they
doesn't
have a pelvis.
Collapse in the same ways that ours do.
Right, it's
that's
not
like
at
a
risk.
Really good. This here's what I've learned in this
so
journey
far.
to heal my body that I don't know fuck all about my own body at the parts that I have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what even what even is a pelvic floor.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. Come again.
Everybody just keeps saying, "Oh, those muscles when you cough."
We just like, accept that it's real. We don't know.
Right.
We've never seen one.
Never seen one. But
yeah,
I know mine ain't working right. So. Yeah.
Well, yours is getting a nice stretch.
It's getting a nice stretch. It's getting a good stretch. Yeah.
Mm. Well, good for you. She's keeping her New Year's resolution.
How about
happy.
You? How are your New Year's resolution? How's your year of wonder going?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of my themes and goals is they're a joy to do.
And you could really do it every day. You just have to have wonder about that day.
Yeah.
I wonder why this day sucked.
I technically completed my goal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's good. Nothing big to report over here. No drama, no
That's
incidents.
Good.
Yeah.
No news is good news.
Yeah. So we can just brain candy.
No thumbs have been cut off. We're not losing any body parts.
There was something that happened the other day, and somebody was like, you people are cursed. I forget what it was. Me or Adam. There was some sort of thing where people are just starting to wonder, like, what is going
What's
on over there?
Over there.
Just keeping an eye on things. But no, it's been uneventful.
Good.
Okay. Just a quick question. Did you hear about the person who worked in an art gallery who likes hung up their own artwork on the sly? Did you hear about that guy?
Yeah, but I feel like it was a big gallery, right? It wasn't. Was it a
they
big museum?
They kept calling it a gallery, but it felt like more of a museum situation.
Yeah,
but I think technically it was a gallery.
Okay, so like a gallery inside a museum. So this,
which I guess means they were selling things, right? Is that the difference?
Oh,
I think that's what we learned in that.
That
art book.
Does not like it makes a huge, but I can see. why that does matter.
Yeah, and then he got caught and he got fired.
This guy was like, they think this is good. Wait till they see.
You think that's what he thought?
On the wall. Well, what do you think? What, or is the thought process like, I'm going to throw a wrench into things and I'm going to try to sneak this in here and see if anybody catches it. Or I'm going to see if anybody goes for it. Like, what is he thinking? Is it a prank? Yeah. Is he doing it in earnest? Like,
no, I guess you're right. I guess, I don't know if he had such a big head about it. I think it was just like, you create art so you want people to see it.
I keep running into these situations, and maybe this is something about being a little neurospicy or something like that, where I really need to know the person's thought process, because there are thoughts, right? There are thoughts that are happening. It's not just like he did it on a whim.
Yeah, he had an intention that we don't know.
I want somebody to always, when I'm like, what, when I can't understand how they got from A to Z or whatever.
Wait, so you feel like, why would he do that? I feel like I would totally do that.
I feel like, I don't know if I would totally do that, but I want to know the intention behind it.
What's the motive?
I want to know, like, what is your thought process? What inspired you? What are the thoughts? If we could, like, put a microphone into your brain and I could know what is happening.
I think for most artists, there's this sense of, you don't want to do it, a tree falling in the woods. You want people to see your art.
But that seems like a big jump from, I just work at the art gallery, to let me hang this amongst the other.
So you feel like this was about ego. He thought, I'll show you some good art. Maybe.
Could be.
It
that,
could have been, sure.
Or like, maybe he was I'm open to all ideas. Maybe it's like he tried and tried to get his work featured in galleries and nobody was giving him the time of day. So he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to hang it up. And then maybe if I sell one, these galleries will actually care. And I could say that my art sold at this gallery.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that. But I want to know, like,
maybe
what,
the real art was a performance piece.
I think that is a very fair thing. I think that is more likely.
All I know is this poor fool was fired.
Right.
And I don't know why. What is the big deal?
I want to know who he is. Like, if this is some, I imagine, I haven't seen a photo of him or the artwork. But
right, you want to see the art.
Everything matters. And I, in my mind, I hope it's one of those, like, museum docents who's like 86 years old.
Right.
And he's just like, look, I don't have much longer here.
This is my last chance.
They're not even paying attention to my artwork.
I think we're all picturing, though, somebody that is not 86.
We're picturing it's not that. Like, in that case, fire that guy's ass.
Really? Because you feel like it's disrespectful?
Yeah, if it feels perform, and it's like saying, my artwork needs, that's why I need to know what his intentions were. Because if he is that guy who's just like, I don't know, that I'm going to cause a ruckus and stir up something in the art world, then I'm like, No, you wait in line like everybody else. Fuck all the way off. And if there are, is this a white man?
Well, that's what we don't know, but we can assume.
Yeah. If there are any women or people of color's art hanging in that gallery, fuck all the way off, because you took the space of somebody who is, and now you're like, no, mine's better. So
what if,
I gotta know.
He was just, he thought it was funny, because that is my favorite kind. Where he was just, like, bored.
Yeah. I mean,
we've all had jobs where we're...
Right.
Just trying to create a little action.
And this could also be a bet. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen if I hang this up? Could you imagine that? And everybody else is just being quiet about it?
No, everyone's like, do it.
Yeah.
Right, like when you're in high school and someone's like, should I eat this booger? Or, you know, and I was like, yeah, do it. Maybe that's what happened.
I feel, who are we more upset about? Who are we more, like, wagging a finger at? This person who tried to sneak their art in, or, and now the other one I was just thinking of left my brain. It was somebody we were just complaining about.
It's hard to narrow it down.
In the art world.
But I'm not wagging my finger at him. I'm wagging my finger at them for firing him. Like, can you cool your jets? It's not that big of a deal. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? It's funny. You can't blame a guy for trying.
Oh, I know. The feather guy.
Oh, well.
Theft is way worse. Theft or
hilarious.
Thinking you're better than everybody.
Theft is way worse.
Okay. All right. Right. Well, okay. I guess
what is way better and also very artistic is Thrive Cosmetics.
Oh, shout out to Thrive. The best.
Shout out to Thrive. And the very best.
Not problematic.
Not problematic in the least.
The opposite of that.
They support the community by donating. As a matter of fact, I would reach down, but it's a whole production. I have this magazine that you get when you get plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about like beauty, like the latest like beauty procedures or products or whatever. And they had a whole article about tubing mascara, and they chose three top ones.
And there you go.
Thrive tubing mascara that we won't shut up about was in there. And this wasn't an ad or anything. It was just like, here are the ones we recommend. So I'm telling you, the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara is the real deal. But all their products are fantastic. I have their lipstick on right now. Brilliant eye brightener.
Everything on right now.
Well, yeah, I do have the mascara on too.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. Right now you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/braincandy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/braincandy for 10% off your first order. Oh, I also have the primer on.
Love that primer.
No, it's great. It's like sheer. What's that word where like illuminating?
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I will never probably know the story behind this guy, but it's funny anyway.
Yeah. But I do encourage people to prank the art world.
Like what?
I don't know. Like sneak your own painting into a museum.
Why is that better?
I don't know. It just feel it because you're not looking to sell it. You're just looking to like mix things, like shake it up a bit.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Okay. So it's the consumerist side that you object to.
Yeah, kind
of. You don't want them to make a living off of it. just get some attention. Okay. Good to know. That's what Sarah
Look,
says.
I'm all over the place.
You know what? That's fine. We don't have to be consistent around here.
Please.
Okay.
That's for sure.
But, I have a confession. This is very embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I love this. Okay.
Okay. Remember last week when I said, was talking about the Jinx.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how there's a new season.
Yeah.
And you know, it's about what happened after the Jinx docuseries came out, his arrest and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it.
Uh-huh.
And then I talked about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, phew. I mean, they are really going heavy on like, so embarrassing.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
on the recap element. And I was like, this is genius that they are basically recycling the same material.
Yeah.
I watched 6 episodes before I realized that I just had rewatched season 1.
Oh no. Susie!
Yeah. And I wasn't mad about it. I was into it. And it was as if it were all
wow.
I was like, wow, I didn't know this or that. I'd already seen it.
You're like, did I even watch the first one? Look, we have all been there.
I mean, it really shows how much your brain like gets rid of and disposes eventually.
And I believe that this was at a time when this was like right at the beginning of the pandemic or pre-pandemic where it just went, everything kind of blended together.
No, it wasn't. After that. It was 2016.
Okay, then there's no excuse that came out at the regular time.
I mean, I have watched a fair number of documentaries since then. But
listen, I'm trying to help you out, Sus.
You would seriously think I would have been bored.
But the whole thing.
I was like, it's like, this is awesome that they are totally like, they can make a whole nother series of the same story. And then when we get to that last scene with the hot mic.
Yes.
And I was like, hold on a
second. Oh my God. Wait a second.
Anyway, the season two I have since started, and it is great. And okay. They're not recycling stuff. There is a lot of new information. So
I forget what I... Do you feel the same?
Yeah, it's great. Oh,
okay. Still guilty.
Oh, you mean about his guilt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's even worse. I mean, oh, my so God. Much okay, more.
Good, good, good.
That's it's really I'm just amazing how long he got away with everything.
Jesus.
And then if he just hadn't done the jinx,
oh my,
he would still be a free man. But he probably would have killed someone else by now. Because guaranteed. This is the kind of guy he is.
Guaranteed. Oh, my God. He had his taste
so
for
you should watch
blood.
It. But do not watch the...
But don't watch the first one again.
Unless you just loved it.
I watched it twice because I remember I was dating somebody who hadn't seen it. And then I was like, I have
you
to
gotta watch it.
You
yeah.
watching it.
Yeah, right. And I like that part where, you know, he had sent the letter to the police, Beverly Hills police.
Yes.
It was like misspelled
spelled
Beverly in the writing. And then they found this envelope that they had the same. And I was like, so into it. Okay, that's embarrassing, but now you know.
That's like the least embarrassing thing.
I also watched on Disney Plus, there's a documentary called The Mission, and it's about this guy who was really into his faith. He was like grew up in evangelical Christianity and really felt that sense of calling to spread the gospel. And, you know, like where they go to far off lands and they think that these people have never heard of it and that they're, you know, they're whatever. They got to save their souls.
Spread the good word.
Yeah. But then, you know, how there's also those ones that like insist on going to like indigenous or like uncontacted peoples.
Right. Like they're going to tell them.
And they don't even speak any language that any of us know, even period.
Right.
And they think they're somehow going to impart
this
story. And then they like get speared. And so that is what this is about. This young guy who went to this island on his own. I think he was like 19 or something. And he truly believed he was going to convert these uncontacted indigenous people who like everyone knew, and they had already killed everyone who tried to go there.
What is this kid thinking?
It's fascinating look into like delusion and faith and mania and like if you believe something.
Yeah. Where
enough,
all of that intersects. It's the perfect storm.
There's almost nothing that would like compel me to do something like that. And yet there was nothing that could stop him.
Had there been other stories about this being successful?
No. Well, in this particular tribe?
Right.
Or just like in the world ever?
Yeah, maybe in this particular tribe.
There was a guy who participated in the documentary that I loved hearing from. He had been a missionary. I think it was in the Brazilian...
Amazon?
Yeah, the Rainforest. Amazon, like those tribal people. And he had lived there for like 20 years. And he... Eventually, this is why he was so interesting. He ultimately was converted.
That's what I think usually happens. Yes.
Like he's now an atheist.
Yes.
And
that feels more correct.
Why do you say that?
Because none of those, how things are done according to evangelical Western religion does not work in tribal Amazonian cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not going to be, it's just not like that. And I feel like the more you connect to the nature around, the farther away you would get from those beliefs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he really tried in earnest and he talked about like how hard it was, and you got to give him credit for like being so persistent and faithful.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a real beauty to that, but for him to come back and be like, you know what, that was really dumb. And I changed my mind. That was fascinating perspective.
Yeah. I like that.
I just don't know what the sort of ingredients are that create this recipe of somebody having that kind of devotion that defies sense.
Right.
In terms of like safety and, you know, that kind of faithfulness is like scary to me.
Yeah. Well, that, don't you feel like that's what you see with, in just a smaller way or in not as an extreme of a display of that with people who follow the prosperity gospel and who are like giving away their last pennies, where that's like seems almost delusional in a way, like,
well, maybe, but they get something theoretically in their formula. They're investing in there's going to be a payoff.
Yeah.
Financial and physically. Whereas this guy was just doing it to save other people from hell.
I see. No payoff for him.
Yeah. Like no obvious payoff.
Right. Right. More just like what he thinks is the right thing to do.
Yeah. And when you're watching the film, you just think like, don't go.
Oh God.
You know, come on. And it's fascinating.
I feel like I felt the same watching the guy who lived with the grizzly bears.
Yes.
What are
grizzly
you doing?
Man.
Don't go. Don't,
exactly.
What do you expect to happen?
Yes, that is exactly right. Okay. And that's a real specific feeling for your viewer.
Yes. We know how this ends. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not as accepting of you as you believe they are.
Right. They are wild.
Right.
Dummy. Yes. Okay. Tell you what else is wild.
Yeah.
How much money I'm saving on Rocket Money.
Man. My favorite thing is when we get screenshots from people who are like, oh shit, you were right.
Uh-huh.
I love being right.
She does.
And Rocket Money helps me be right about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because I like just being able to see my finances, see my spending and tracking it. That's great. But the stuff that's the clincher is how they'll negotiate lower bills for, you know, various things, insurance, whatever. They'll tell you if you have like subscriptions, so you can ask yourself, is this really necessary? Yep. No, it isn't, Suze.
Yep. They'll let you know if any subscriptions secretly change their prices on you.
So it is fantastic. I recommend it to everyone. You will thank me. People have, and they send messages saying, I saved all this money. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. They have over 5 million users, saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/braincandy. That's rocketmoney.com/braincandy. rocketmoney.com/braincandy.
Yes.
Let's talk
like,
about...
You saved $375 as compared to last week. I'm like, thank you. I'm winning.
And how great is that?
Yeah. Okay. Where's
Let's on? Talk about... Hospital beeps.
Oh my God.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yep.
You ever been to a hospital?
Yep. Recently.
You ever hear beeps nonstop?
Yep.
Okay.
And nothing will send you into a panic more than when those beeps change. Beep, beep, beep. What the fuck just happened?
That's right, Sarah. And it is a real problem. And scientists have been studying these darn beeps because if you work at the hospital, you're exposed to 1,000 alarms per shift.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay. This makes sense. This is making a lot of things make sense for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate?
Well, I was recently hanging out with a group of doctors and... One of their alarms went off, and they have that alarm that's like a siren, like bam, bam, like a lot of beeping, basically. And I was like, "How does that? That is not good for your health." But now, when you say that they're exposed to that many beeps and that many noise, I think it's just normal. It's it's like fine.
Yeah,
they
found that only 15% of them are clinically relevant. Mm. So they have tons of false alarms. And that creates alarm fatigue. where right.
So you don't listen to them. It's basically like the sky is falling thing.
You might not listen to them, or you might like get them mixed up and not get them right in terms of what they mean. And so like these probably health care groups are trying to introduce these global standards so that there's consistency across like manufacturers.
Yeah.
So like at least they're
kind of like how a ambulance siren sounds different in every country you go to, that if you heard something that you might not get out of the way from because you don't recognize the noise. So they want to make it consistent so everybody knows this noise means this universal, right? That makes so much sense.
That's step one is to make it so that everyone are the same. And then the, like, cause many of the alarms now sound the same in terms of, the timbre, the quality of like the character of the sound, and then the frequency and the tone. And so like, they believe that by changing them, you can actually make them like a more pleasant sound.
Okay.
And you still get the patient care, but there isn't that alarm fatigue.
Yeah.
They found that sounds with like percussive like noises contain like short bursts of high frequency energy, like clinking wine glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They stand out even if they're at a very low volume. So they're quiet, but you hear them still.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas like the loud, flat tones.
Right. That's easy to ignore.
Like a truck reversing. It makes you want to just, you know, pull your hair out.
Yeah.
They get lost and because they somehow in your brain, they sort of like become you almost don't notice them.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You know what? Have you noticed that Amazon's trucks have a different noise backing up?
No.
Oh, they do. They make like a, it's this weird noise that's unlike any other reverse
noise. I wonder why.
And every time I hear it, I go, oh, Amazon's here.
So you think it's like a Pavlovian? Yep. You're like, oh, I got a package.
Yeah. And I wonder if that was done intentionally. Why are they different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because although maybe it's better because I can't stand that like regular reversing.
Interesting.
But they said that these new sounds are considered 88% less annoying.
I like that.
And then you can still help everybody. And
I want to hear some of these new sounds.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't include them, but I'm just thinking if I worked in that industry, I would be like not into it.
The change or the beeps?
The beeps.
Right.
It would make me nuts. Cause you know, if you have a sensitivity to music or noise, it's
right.
And it's not always rhythmic. Like it can,
right.
It's not just sort
it's
of
not
a beat.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they do it. God bless them. Lord's work.
It really
but at least
is.
They're kind of on top of it.
Yeah. And I, it just shows you that like a lot of these things that we don't really think about that have just become like normalized have a big impact on productivity,
well,
production,
and while they're at
whatever
it
is, on well-being, on.
Yeah.
And we
while
have
they're
to,
at it, they need to stop with these 24-hour shifts.
Absolutely. There's a lot that should change in that.
I'm mad about it.
Yeah.
They're all in this camp of like, well, I have to do it, so then the new kids have to do it. Like, you know, since they went through this hell, then they're like, so now it's your turn.
24 hours seems insane for anybody to be working. And even if you get to sleep, you're not really sleeping.
I still don't know what the logic is there.
Is it because maybe a patient stays for that long and they need the doctor to be the
I
same
bet
doctor
if
treating?
We got to the brass tacks, it would be...
Money. Always, always.
Okay. Moving on. I forget. Did we already talk about how North Korea blurred that guy's pants?
Wasn't what I was expecting you to say, but nope. Didn't talk about that. Need to hear about that. Don't even know about that.
I could have sworn I already talked to you about this.
Blurred pants.
Okay,
we
so
sure
like
do talk a lot on here about random things, but I think I'd remember this.
Okay, BBC reported that North Korea TV censored Alan Titch Marsh's trousers. This is a guy who hosts the BBC gardening program. What the heck's it called? Alan Titch Marsh's Garden Secrets.
Titch Marsh's is basically the only name for a gardener. Like, you have a marsh in your name, and titmouse is a thing, and tits in your, like, it just seems very gardening.
It just sounds right.
And British.
We still don't know the answer of why North Korea was like, okay, fine, we'll let this gardening show air, because almost all the shows on North Korea TV are right. like Kim Jong-un's right. party right. mix or whatever. And so for some reason they were like, fine, you can garden. And so, but he wears jeans and they're banned in North Korea. And so they blur his trousers.
That is like the Barbara Streisand effect. Totally. Is what you're doing with that. Because now, if I'm a kid watching that show, mm-hmm. a kid, like whoever's watching The Garden, I'm like, I gotta know what's underneath. It now yeah. looks like there's more of
like
a problem.
Like he has a gigantic wiener or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because why would you would? I mean, maybe they
assume. I wonder
assume.
How Mr. Titmarsh feels about this.
He loves it.
I bet.
Yeah, he's this old guy, and he says that he feels like he finally got, he says he got a bit of street cred.
Oh.
I mean.
Street cred.
I bet it's not often that you'd feel cool when you host like a gardening show on the BBC. Show.
Yeah, that you're real controversial.
Yeah, show. Right. He's edgy.
Edgy, yep.
Isn't it funny, though, that I know there are more perplexing things about North Korea than their policy on pants.
But it's an important, but come on.
I know.
Come on. Tell me how jeans mm-hmm. are going to take down.
They say they're a symbol of the West.
I get it. That's the same as the music in, what was that place?
Yeah, where like, was that? Turkey? Something?
They are like, no. None of this.
No ballads.
Jeans. What do they want? Just like khaki Dockers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some pleated.
Some real, like,
yeah, that Kim Jong, he always wears those like black, like yeah. polyesters.
Yeah, like a not very breathable material.
I mean, he's not like a style icon.
I didn't think that jeans were like the gateway drug yeah. for great gateway fashion. For
I think so.
All
then
things.
Next thing you know, jeans like yeah, mini skirts,
jorts.
Tops.
Next thing you know, we'll be wearing jorts. Which, yeah. by the way, are back.
They never left, if you ask me. I love a jort.
Do you?
Do you not? Do you hate jean shorts?
Well, I hate jean shorts that aren't... You don't have a hungry ass.
What?
I got a butt that will eat my shorts.
What?
Like it's starving. And I can't wear... The chafing that one would... They have to be a long, at least mid-thigh. I got to have a 5-inch inseam on those babies.
Or what?
Or else they are so far up my crotch.
Oh, in the front?
Front, back, sides, all places. There's something that, you know what jeans do when you
no.
sit for a while?
Oh, Susie? Yes, yes.
And they get like, Mike, what's happening, right? And you got to do this thing where you go, you got to like, pull them out of your crotch. It is exceptionally terrible with jean shorts.
When I said no and you were about to yell at me, I was saying, like, I know what you're talking about, but yes. I don't know that it's jean specific.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine the material is a little thicker.
That's what I think would make them stay like sturdier. They're
no,
like,
they still go up there. They just are
hard to get out.
Hard to get out. And then. Just rub in the wrong way.
Well, so what kind of shorts do you wear?
Oh, what kind of shorts? I don't wear a lot of shorts. I do wear linen shorts sometimes. Sometimes I wear jean shorts, but only if they're longer.
What else? I'm always fascinated by this because I'm always accused of wearing jeans all the time, which is true. But I'm always like, what is everyone else wearing? Yeah.
I wear a lot of, sometimes wear like bike shorts with like a long t-shirt on top. I like that. No ride-up
okay.
problems there.
Then, I think the leggings people love that kind of short.
Yes, correct.
The black, like,
yeah.
tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But huh. it would, there seem to be And like my butt's always sticking to like the seat of my car when I wear those short, like short shorts. So I got to get some, like I love an athletic material that's like a wicking material that, yeah.
Okay. Well, don't go to North Korea, whatever you do.
No, no. Well, I'll okay. maybe do because I don't have any jeans to wear there.
Yeah, that's true. You guys are on the same page about yeah,
denim. I'm like, give me those polyester shorts.
Well, I'll tell you what you can probably take there, and that's Liquid IV, and that's because it defies, it's like yeah, a borderless. Geopolitical.
Yeah, yeah. No problems.
Right. It's like John Lennon's Imagine, but in
do
a beverage.
Do you like being hydrated? Do you object right. to good hydration?
Right.
Electrolytes? Vitamins? Mm-hmm. No.
No, you don't. That's why it's something we can all agree on in these divided times.
Yeah.
Liquid IV is for everyone
yeah.
because everyone needs to get hydrated. You just pour it into your water. You'll hydrate twice as fast. They have amazing flavors. You can even make mocktails and cocktails.
Yes.
And it's just great for those
hot summer
days. My
brother's a big fan of the tart green apple.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's I like that. And if you're going to go to the beach or to the gym, anything you're doing this summer, you should take it with you. Traveling, big time. Here's the scoop. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CANDY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code CANDY at liquidiv.com. It has vitamins in there too, man. Yeah. Come on. Okay. Moving on. Should we talk about dogs?
You know, I love talking about dogs.
Okay. There was an article in the New York Times about those dog hotels.
Oh, yes.
Are you familiar with these?
Yeah, and it's insane. I'm saying that as a dog owner who loves their dog. No, I
right,
mean former
right.
dog.
Yeah, R.I.P. Bo.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you would leave Bo, you're just going to normal boarding.
I would use like Rover, like the apps where I would like have somebody like drop it off at their house and then get the backyard to play in. But I've gone to the boarding places. I've used those doggy hotels before.
Oh, like, but not the fancy ones.
I have one time used a fancy hotel.
No, tell me about it.
Yeah. Where they gave me options of which room my dog could stay in.
Stop.
And some of them looked like had this, like a dog, like dog house in there that looked like a castle. Like they were like decorated in different
Stop.
Ways. And I was like, my dog can be with the regular. Like,
so it'll
it was
be
like solo. Would you like your dog like its own suite? I'm like, my dog doesn't need a fucking suite. Go put him in the back with all the rest of the animals.
So it would be like
care.
City view, lake view or whatever. Like you could pick.
I'm sure at some they have that. This one was just like, would you like your dog to have its own? And then some of them had cameras that you could like watch your dog. I'm like, the dog's fucking fine. I'm going to be gone for 48 hours. Feed her.
Why
give her water.
Take your dog there. It was the only option.
These were in the days where I was with somebody who cared about very fancy things.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure Bo, or what was the other one? Sigmund.
Sigmund.
I'm sure they were very...
Yeah, I believe this was a place that took Sigmund.
I don't think that... I was going to say that, but the dog liked it, but I don't think they notice.
No, they don't notice.
This article, the journalist went with their dog and stayed at the hotel and slept in the room.
Well, it's nice enough for a human. I get it.
Yeah, there's no beds, though, or anything, so it was like... You know,
when you're done.
Not right. comfortable, but right. like they have a TV and like on the TV it would be like, you know, Beethoven or like Lassie or whatever. But this person was describing like what it was like and what goes on there. And they were trying to determine how societally we got so obsessed with our dogs.
Yeah.
Because they were saying like spending on dogs has like increased.
That's the part that I couldn't understand is that they were asking at these doggy hotels for about the same price as what I would pay. It was like $78
yeah.
a night or something. And I'm like,
yeah, Hampton Inn.
I could go stay at that Motel 6 for the same price.
For sure.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yes. Well, they were saying that the increase in spending on dogs is correlates with the amount of time we're spending with our pets. Oh, we're spending a lot more time with them. Yeah,
this makes sense. So,
yeah, naturally then, you know, maybe bond more and then feel this like sense of responsibility or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just like want to make them happy probably because maybe you love them. But the weird, the thing that really stuck out to me in the article was that it says that pet owners were twice as likely to report being depressed as those without pets. Does that surprise you?
Pet owners are more likely to be depressed than...
Yeah. You know how you all say, like, these dogs make me so happy. That's why I need to take off when they die or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, according to the data,
okay,
that is not the case in terms of, like, overall happiness.
I wonder what the... if you had a person and you measured them before and after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're saying maybe they got the dog because they're depressed. Right,
exactly.
Maybe
people who aren't depressed just don't get animals like that.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe there's something else we don't
know. Maybe. Who knows?
And then there's one last...
It is like kids, you know? They say, like, that the... It's not always the best days that sometimes, you know, people will say, like, they say having a kid brings them less joy. But then when they look at it over, you know, a long period of time, it brings immense meaning and happiness. And so maybe there's a little bit of that, like the daily frustrations of picking up after a dog, but the overall meaning and...
I don't know, because the word depressed doesn't sound like that kind of...
Yeah.
Just like daily.
Right.
But I don't know. Then the last thing in the article that I thought was funny is they were describing, like, they were trying to emphasize how some pet owners get cook crazy.
Yeah.
And this dog hotel said that they had this one lady that would call every day to play the kazoo to her dog.
Oh, for goodness sake. See, that's the kind of, or I'm like, that. A lot of the things that I see in dog hotels and what I thought you were going to get at with this are so much more for the owners than they are for the dogs.
It's like that movie Best in Show.
Yes.
Which I love. It's super funny.
It's so good. It's definitely like that. And the couple that ends up divorced in the end, or they're like fighting over the busy bee.
Is it Parker Posey?
This is a busy bee. She's like so, and she thinks the dog is like having a meltdown. The dog's fucking fine. Meanwhile, she's having the meltdown. Yes. And it's like, this is what's happening. Because when they were asking at the dog hotel I went to, like, we have the, like, you pay more for an upgrade to the dog's a private room. I was like, what dog wants to be alone? You right, can give that dog the option, the pack or solo. I think you should charge more for him hanging out with the pack. That's
right.
What he wants.
I hear
that's
what you're
they
saying.
Want. That's not what the dog wants. It's what the person wants.
I think we should also just mention that nobody should be playing a kazoo, period. Let alone to your pet. Right. I was like, who has a kazoo?
Right.
I mean, just.
I did just see a video of a donkey that really loves those rubber chickens and goes crazy over them. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen, Suze. And I watched 3 minutes of this donkey, and it said, like, in the caption, something like, this donkey's joy is contagious. And I was like, how excited could it, like, how great.
And then it was.
And aww. It was so joyful, I mean, it was great.
I can see that. Donkeys have real personality.
Yeah. Like, they like that dog.
Maybe someday like these hotels will offer, like, doggy AG1.
Well,
and then I'd say that's worth it.
A lot of places. I was dog sitting for a dog that was basically having its own little version, would take greens in the morning.
No.
And the owner said to me, this is like, because the owner also does AG1, takes AG1.
Yes.
And she was telling me, she's like, this is my doggy's AG1. And I did put it in there.
Okay.
And then that was a reminder for me to take my AG1 every morning.
Yeah. This I can get on board with. See? It just makes good sense.
Yes. Because in the little teeny tiny doggy scoop.
This is the real deal. You want to get some good stuff in your body, and who doesn't? this is the ticket, because you create like this everyday routine and then you know you're getting all that good stuff, what, you know, all the supplements that you need in just one quick beverage. I'm into like the probiotic gut health stuff. That's the ticket for
me. We really need to be. And there are so many holes in our nutrition.
I know it?
Yeah.
Anybody that's been listening for a while knows about my history of gut issues, we'll call them.
Yeah.
And this is such a great way to get what you need for gut support and for just energy and stress support, and immune health protection. So if you want this, that's why we partnered with AG1 for so long. They make such high quality products that we genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1, try AG1, and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/braincandy. That's drinkag1.com/braincandy. Check it out. Yeah, man. Okay. I don't judge, though. If you want to take your dog to a dog hotel, I just don't think they care.
They don't. The dog does not care if they're in the princess suite or the regular. Like, I can't imagine.
I bet it's fun to work there, though, all those pooches.
Oh, absolutely. Did you say all those bitches?
No, pooches.
Oh, I thought you said all those bitches, and I was like, that's hilarious and a great joke. We're just going to go with you said all those bitches. That's so funny.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You want to know something I've been wanting, I've been thinking about doing? Because there's this guy I follow on Instagram who takes, he's a dog trainer, he takes shelter dogs on runs. And I was thinking, there's a shelter that I always drive by when I'm going for hikes. And I was thinking about going there and seeing if I could borrow a dog just to take him on a hike with me.
That's so cute.
Right? They would let me do that.
Well, my sister used to work at Animal Friends here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And my dad volunteered there.
Yeah.
And they had a system of paws that you could like get.
Yeah.
And you had to like maybe learn how to like do certain tasks. And then he was a paw too. He was really proud of himself when he got upgraded from paw one. But I bet you they have maybe something similar where like,
you prove that you can do this, and then here you go, and you can take these little doggies out, and the trail's like right there. Like,
that would be really fun,
right?
And they would be so excited,
so excited. Did and you then see I have that? Like my little friends that I come by and be like, "Oh, okay, Cookie, it's your turn."
You're gonna have like 50 leashes. I could totally see you with like 10 dogs.
Yeah, be just that like, first, just like, let's go, guys.
That would be so cute.
So cute.
I support this.
Okay, good.
Did you see that viral video of that husky that didn't want his walk to end?
Oh, my gosh.
And they were carrying it, and it was howling. It was so sad.
It's so – all the dogs and personality videos are just my favorite.
I wish we as people liked walking that much. We don't.
I think it's one of those things where you have to keep doing it a lot, and then you enjoy it. Like, don't you feel you're somebody who is committed to your morning workout routine?
Yeah.
And don't you feel like that it's something that you, like, if you missed a day, you'd kind of feel like, oh.
Well, I wouldn't miss a day, number one. Right. Because I cannot break this goddamn streak. It's driving me crazy. But, no, I would not feel that way. I only like the sense of superiority that it offers and the vanity and then the like health aspects, like the strength that you get, but that's so cumulative. It's not from one day.
Yeah. That's true.
But even, I know what you mean. Some people really do just like love going on walks and stuff.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's the same as a dog.
No, they definitely are just not. Like, no. They're relentless. Like ready.
Yeah.
And there's another video of a dog who runs on one of those like treadmills for dogs. It's like self-propelled. And this dog is howling to get up there. It's like, come on, let me.
Yeah,
and
it that almost is not
looks
the
like
same.
The dog's in pain. Like some people in the comments That's are like, right. that dog can't. And the owner's like, this dog is obsessed with this thing and wants to. And then just like, put the leash on, let me go. And then just like, just takes off and just starts running to nothing. You just know what? Like wants to maybe move its legs.
It is. They just must be like the dog equivalent, though, of like those ultra marathon weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. Where they're like, give me that. Yeah, give me that rush. Like
it's like a drug.
It's a drug. Yes. It's got to be like that.
Uh huh.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess there is. Not all dogs are like that. So I guess it is.
Yeah.
Similar, because some people like things more. Yeah. Some dogs like things.
Yeah,
more.
And I love watching those like dog races that they have with the obstacle courses, and then sometimes and the dogs who are just like so stoked to do it.
Yeah, they are so energetic.
There was one video of an old dog who used to do that and couldn't do it anymore. But I think it was like something was going on, maybe like in one of those little doggy wheelchairs or something. But the owner still ran it through the course, and the dog was so excited and love and doing all the things like they normally do. And at the end, was like, "I did it! I did it!" I'm like, dogs are the best.
They are the best. But then when I see how much they love like their loser owners, you know, you've seen like those ones.
Yeah,
I'm like, why do we fall for this? They love anybody. It's not flattering if you love everybody.
Right.
Okay. Moving on. Okay. This is a little fun thing. This was one of my favorite sites, The Pudding, did a study on the Rolling Stone greatest albums of all time. You know, they do the 500.
Yep.
Greatest albums of all time. They did one.
By dudes, for dudes.
Yeah.
So that should be
exactly. Called. 2003. They did, Rolling Stones did one. Then they did 2012, and then they did 2020. But this was analyzing the data between 2003 and 2020.
Uh-huh.
And it was just really interesting and fun to think about because, of course, this is subjective, and there is no such thing as, like, the greatest anything like that of all time. It's just...
Right. It's like the greatest ice cream flavor. Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I mean... There's a little more to it because it requires talent and skill to write songs and play music and sing and all that. But it depends on what you like.
Right.
And so that's what your point is. If you're only asking a certain type of person to rank them, then you're probably going to get a certain type of music.
Yep.
And this is something, you know, everybody's seen with these lists is that they, for a long, long, long time, were asking just like old white men.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2020, they did a really good job of diversifying the people that they were polling. And so they had way more women, way more people of color, non-binary people. And then, of course, the results changed dramatically.
Yeah, I'd say.
And so... The Pudding is really fun because all of their data analysis is interactive. And so when you go to their site and you like scroll through it, it's like things pop out and you can like listen and whatever. So it's really fun to like visually see. But I just thought it was interesting that so in 2003, 90% of polling people were men.
Oh,
90.
I mean, it might as well be 100%. What is that 10% of women going to really do?
Right, because like 10% is like Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, and then if you have 90%, that gets drowned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say and all those women vote for the exact same album, but it still wouldn't matter.
When they published in 2003, like a few of the celebrity lists, like Billy Joe Armstrong and James Hetfield.
Yeah.
And Flea, and though they had all men in their top 10, for example, but then they also published Britney Spears, and she had Whitney, Madonna, Janet Jackson, and TLC.
Great.
In her top 10. Yeah.
There you go.
And totally. You can debate whether they deserve to be there, but like, it's a debate.
Yes.
It's not like, what are they doing?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so you see the importance of that kind of representation. But also, I think maybe even or equally important was the age component.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They were saying, like, we are drawn to music from our teenage years. That's how that goes. Our brains.
Okay. So the people who were teenagers when all those...
I mean, they fucking love the Beatles with all their heart.
Of course. Of course.
and probably like Whitney less.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
I think what I liked, though, in the end, when they synthesized all of the data and zoomed out, mm-hmm. was that it's fun. These lists are fun, and we can debate, and that is a fun cocktail party thing to do. But there is generally like a consensus that emerges after a lot of time. Yeah. And so like the albums from the 50s that are still there are like Frank Sinatra's Wee Small Hours and like certain ones that like we still
timeless
have that feeling of like, oh
yeah.
But the more newer something is, the less perspective you have. And so it does take time for you to really get what was culturally important or great.
Yes.
So to speak. Because
you need that time and that perspective.
Yeah.
To be able to really understand the impact that it had.
Yeah. But Pet Sounds still number two.
Yeah. That, because that is arguably.
It's a masterpiece.
A masterpiece. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe something else will come and replace it. And that'd be cool too.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thoughts.
Oh, that's fun. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. That it is. Let me see if I have something small. This will be fun. Okay. I had to wet my whistle. Yeah. So there was an article, I think it was in New York Mag or The Cut, and it was saying, like, why do women feel so connected to the moon? And, you know, I'm not really into that, but I know you are, so I think it's a fun topic. And like, there's no answer.
Right.
It's just sort of like they focused heavily on periods.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
the lunar cycle is the same as a menstrual cycle.
How so? 28
just
the
days.
Length?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different. Like they said 29 and a half days versus 28, but.
But like, know, come on.
Takes a while to see any difference thing. There. But yeah. I mean, so do you think that's it? That's like what drives it. Still, even
and
though we
I
have
think,
like,
I think in different, it's kind of been like the sun is masculine and the moon is feminine. I think in
mythology and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's just the vibe I get from the moon. It's a lady.
Yeah, it's a lady. Even though the man in the moon.
Yeah, what's he doing in the?
You're like, who's to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember we talked about on the show how, like, when you see a face in... What's that word for what that is? When
I can't...
You see a
I
face?
Can never remember, but it is a phrase, a word that I would like to use weekly, and every week I think about how...
We should look it up and learn it.
Right. Because
there is a word.
Every morning when I look at a tile floor, like a marble floor,
a carpet,
I see
or...
faces, and it happens especially when I just wake up in the morning. Before, like, my eyes and brain have really, like, made sense of where I am. There's a freaking... I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, there's a word for it when you look at an object and then see a human face.
Yeah.
but I forget what I was saying about it. But, oh, yeah, just how, like, humans tend to think that it's a man they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed on this show, like, what do you think that is? And I always thought that it was the hair. Like, there's no hair.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But
yeah,
knows?
I would agree with that.
But you think it's a woman in the moon.
I don't think it, like, that visual is, like, a woman in the moon. I think it's, I'm going to stick with you. It's a man in the moon. But I think the vibe of the moon is more feminine than
feminine
it is masculine.
Presenting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's true, but I don't know why.
I know. I don't know why. I can't tell you why that is, but I know it to be true.
I do get annoyed when people talk about Mercury in retrograde and stuff, though.
Yeah.
Although, I had a moment reading this article where it was saying how a lot of women reported that their period started on the day of the eclipse, and I am one of them.
Whoa!
So, I mean, they said that, and some of them said it was right when the eclipse happened. I don't know if mine was, but I know...
Dude, that's fucking cool.
And that it happened early, and that is true for me too.
Whoa!
So maybe the moon
if I had
is,
a period, it probably would have started.
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And since I was with you and another lady that day driving home, Hers started too. Remember?
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
believe what you want to believe, Suze.
Believe what you want, but I will say there was a moment reading that article where I was like, that's okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, wind it down. I said too much.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about periods. But since we started with pelvic floors, maybe it was
right
apropos.
Meant to be.
Gallery guy, we salute you.
But also we need more information.
Sarah would like to have a word.
I would like to know your thoughts.
And if you are going to watch the Jinx, just
watch the second
buyer
one.
Buyer beware. Yeah, what? Yeah,
check which season you're watching. But if you haven't seen the first one, we got confirmation that it is good.
Again. Yes. Hospital beeps, however, are bad. Yeah. North Korea is bad. But Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
Cool.
In his cool jeans. Cool dude.
In his jorts.
Yeah. Also, what are you wearing down there?
Let's see it. And dog hotels are hilarious.
Yes.
As are kazoos. Thank you for listening. Always thank you for using our codes. You're keeping the lights on over here.
Yeah.
Supporting the show. Let's face it, we're always on thin ice, so...
We'll take all the help we can get. We buy really our merch. Can. Use our codes.
Join our Patreon.
Join our book
club.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.